Yes, amen. Ke to ebne evma adi esota zori no penta ata aro.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us, amen. For consider him who has endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have not forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and discourages every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you and with sons. For what son is worth whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all you have become partakers, if you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to live fathers of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed to be the best to them, but he for a profit, that we may not be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful nevertheless. Afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of our righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore strengthens the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and makes straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. The grace of God the Father will be with all of you. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as thought some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busyboy in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in his matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him, in doing good as to a faithful Creator. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Yeah. From the Acts of our Father, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the pattern that he had seen, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David, who found favor before God and asked to find a dwelling for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your father not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of the angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into the heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, 'Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at the feet of the young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today, the 50th day of the blessed month of Fatur, may God be given in goodness and renew it for us in peace, and to cultivate our sin and good, and forgive it through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen.
In this holy day of year 309, that was the martyrdom of the Saint Mina, the wonder worker. His birth and his parents and childhood. His dad was a governor of a city in Maryut in Egypt, And his mom, Ophemia, they didn't have any children. So his mom one day went to the church and asked and prayed in front of the icon of St. Mary and was crying. And she heard a voice coming from the icon saying, Amen. So when they, so she took this as a blessing and told her her husband. So both of them prayed and God gave them Saint Mina as a child, and then gave them another sister after girl after. So they raised both of them in the Christian manners. After when he was 11 years old, his dad died, and then when he was 14 years old, his mom died. So the city, the people of the city made him the governor at that time, and he also joined the army. And then when the persecution started on the Christians, he left everything, gave all his money to the poor, and decided to go to the desert and worship God in there. So he stayed there in the desert for about 5 years. But then when he's praying and worshiping God in the desert, he heard a voice from heaven saying, you have to go back to the city and confess your Christianity. So this is what he did. He came back to the city and confessed his Christianity. So he confessed his Christianity. So the governor there tried to persuade him to change his faith. But with money, with gifts, with everything, and he did not. He was not convinced, and he kept his faith. So finally, the governor decided to kill him and also burn his body for 3 days. So they left his body for 3 days in fire, but nothing happened to the body. So his sister came and took the body and decided to bring the body to Alexandria in a boat. So God wanted to show how the blessing of Saint Mina, the wonder worker. So two beasts, sea beasts or sea monsters, tried to attack the boat where the body was inside. So fire came out from the body and scared these two beasts. And the ship went to Alexandria safely. So in Alexandria, the body was kept there until the persecution ended. And an angel came to Pope Athanasius, the apostolic, and told him, God wants to have the body of Saint Mina buried in a certain place, so put the body on a camel and leave it to go outside in the desert and follow that camel until it stops. So the camel kept on moving until it arrived in an area beside the lake of Bayad or Vayat, and the camel stopped there. So this is where they buried the body of Saint Mina and built a church and built a city. Actually, it started to gather lots of people around it. With lots of attacks from the barber, what happened is a governor there took the body of Saint Mina with him to fight the barber, and what happened is he was victorious. So he decided to take the body again to Alexandria. But while putting the body on a camel, the camel, as soon as they approached the area of Lake of Vayad, the same area where the body was buried originally, the camel stopped again there and couldn't move. And they tried to get another camel or different camels, but it didn't move. So they knew that God wants the body of Saint Mina to be buried there again. So they buried the body of Saint Mina there, and again it became a big city there. But again, with the barber attacks again and again, people started leaving the city, and no one knew where the body of Saint Mina is, until a shepherd had a couple of sheep going around in the area, and one of the sheep was sick, but going into the sand where Saint Mina was buried, the sheep got healed. So the story got known everywhere in the country, and then even went all the way outside of Egypt. So one of the imprints, one of the princess was sick, very sick, and heard about the story. So she came to Egypt and went to the area where the sand is and sat there until she... and she got healed. So she got this, Saint Mina appeared to her and told her, my body is buried down there, get the body out and build a church there and build a city. So this is what they did, and they built another city in there and built a big church in there. Again, with the years and the city got, people left the city and start kind of to get ruined again. They took the body and put it in Cairo for a long time. And then Pope Kyrillos VI, when he was Abunamin al-Baramosi, when he became Pope Kyrillos VI, he decided to rebuild the monastery of St. Mir and bring the body back to Maryut. So this is what he did, and the monastery is now filled with monks and everyone is visiting. In this day also, there is the departure of St. John the Rabban. May his blessing and the blessing of St. Mina be with us all.
Sanatos ek parteno genetis eleison imes
holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us.
Agios Theos, Agios Yesheros, Agios Asanatos, O Anastasiton Necrom, Ke Anerson Estos Oranos Elekson Imes Doxa Metrin Ke Ion Ke Agios
Es muere ni posi. O mas, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said, Send the answer, Apollonia, Apostle, many brave, righteous men, have desire to see what you see, and have not in them, and to hear what you hear, and have not heard them. But as for I force you see, and you for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospel, to the prayer of your sins.
Pray to the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, forbidden us to remember his supplications, a prayer which offer upon the Lord our God, those ever even honestly prepone them, who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of all of them. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is the glory forever and ever. Amen. And as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently. and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say, then they might accuse him. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they had trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be hidden in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear and in the rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Also, I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Now when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you should answer or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Oneyet ochen omet mini et oeb te baeo. Be oi be oi kata bevrani men rati te pe Christus erebres vavi ere ego. Te chos te renti te oto. Kos Maria smaven ben sotir te pene novena. Tobe me chos ere ego. Piat lo volos em martiros ava mina et ni faet te kene novena nevol.
In the wisdom of God, let us attend. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Truly.
We believe in one God, the Father, Pantocrator,
Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men of our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he was raised, according to Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he is at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory to God's living yet, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, is worshipped, glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy cast the second church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the age to come.